Raoul, Raoul, Raoul! The Count was shaking him as though he were trying to waken a sleepwalker. But my dear brother, I'm not asleep, Raoul protested impatiently. You can see the blood for yourself. I thought I had been dreaming and firing at two stars. It was Eric's eyes, and here is his blood. After all, perhaps I was wrong to shoot, and Christine is quite capable of never forgiving me. All this would not have happened if I had drawn the curtains before going to bed. Oh, have you suddenly gone mad? Wake up. What, still? You would do better to help me find Eric, for after all, a ghost who bleeds can always be found. The Count's valet said, That is so, sir. There is blood on the balcony. The other manservant brought a lamp, by the light of which they examined the balcony carefully. The marks of blood followed the rail till they reached a gutter spout. Then they went up the gutter spout. My dear fellow, said Count Philippe, you have fired at a cat. The misfortune is, said Raoul with a grin, that it's quite possible. With Eric, you never know. Is it Eric? Is it the cat? Is it the ghost? No, with Eric, you can't tell. Raoul went on making these strange sorts of remarks, which corresponded so intimately and logically with the preoccupation of his brain, and which at the same time tended to persuade many people that his mind was unhinged. The Count himself was seized with this idea, and later the examining magistrate, on receiving the report of the commissary of police, came to the same conclusion. "Who is Eric?" asked the Count, pressing his brother's hand. "He is my rival, and if he's not dead, it's a pity." He dismissed the servants with a wave of his hand, and the two Chagnys were left alone. But the men were not out of earshot before the Count's valet heard Raoul say distinctly and emphatically, "I shall carry off Christine Daae tonight." This phrase was afterward repeated to Monsieur Faure, the examining magistrate. But no one ever knew exactly what passed between the two brothers at this interview. The servants declared that this was not their first quarrel. Their voices penetrated the wall, and it was always an actress called Christine Daae that was in question. At breakfast, the early morning breakfast which the Count took in his study, Philippe sent for his brother. Raoul arrived silent and gloomy. The scene was a very short one. Philippe handed his brother a copy of the Epoque and said, Read that. The Viscount read, The latest news in the Faubourg is that there is a promise of marriage between Mademoiselle Christine Daae, the opera singer, and Monsieur le Vicomte Raoul de Chagny. If the gossips are to be credited, Count Philippe has sworn that for the first time on record the Chagnys shall not keep their promise. But as love is all-powerful, at the opera as, and even more than, elsewhere, we wonder how Count Philippe intends to prevent the Viscount, his brother, from leading the new Margarita to the altar. The two brothers are said to adore each other, but the Count is curiously mistaken if he imagines that brotherly love will triumph over love pure and simple.